An Ohio man who allegedly led law enforcement on a high-speed chase through two counties on Wednesday has been charged with a felony in Saline County. According to a probable cause statement, the vehicle pursuit began on Old Highway 40 in Saline County and continued on I-70 through Saline and Lafayette and into Lafayette County. Speeds of the suspect's vehicle reportedly reached up to 90 miles per hour on Old Highway 40 near Emma. Once on I-70, the vehicle reportedly reached speeds up to 130 miles per hour as the driver weaved in and out of traffic in both lanes and on the shoulder. After reportedly avoiding spike strips once, the vehicle struck a second deployment and eventually traveled off the interstate and down an embankment. Suspects reportedly fled the scene and later was found by authorities in a wooded area. After the vehicle stopped, it reportedly caught fire and became completely engulfed in flames. After the fire was doused by firefighters, authorities reportedly recovered some drug-related items in the vehicle. According to online court documents, a warrant has been issued, and Derek Ray Tanner of Conesville has been charged with a Class E felony for resisting arrest, detention, or stop by fleeing, creating a substantial risk of serious injury or death to any person. He's also been charged with drug and driving-related misdemeanors. Bond was set at $10,000 cash only with several conditions. Tanner's initial appearance at the Saline County Circuit Court is pending. Two area residents sustained serious injuries in a traffic accident in Cooper County earlier this morning. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as the driver of a northbound vehicle, 21-year-old Caleb Miller of Boonville, reportedly failed to negotiate a curve which caused the vehicle to strike into a utility pole, a fence, and a tree. The vehicle reportedly caught fire after the accident. Miller reportedly was transported by staff for live helicopter, and a passenger, 21-year-old Joshua Bailey of Blackwater, was transported by EMS, and both reportedly were taken to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment of injuries. The accident happened just before 6:30 a.m. on Route M at the Pilot Grove city limits. And two Marshall residents were injured in a rollover traffic accident in Lafayette County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 19-year-old Esmeralda Tinoco reportedly traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck an embankment, became airborne, overturned, and came to rest on its wheels off the roadway. Tinoco and a passenger, 16-year-old Ismail Tinoco, reportedly were transported by Concordia EMS to Fitzgibbon Hospital for treatment of moderate injuries. The accident happened just after 4:30 p.m. on Missouri Highway 20, just west of Missouri Highway 23. And registration is now available for residents who would like to participate in an area bike ride that will travel through the KMMO listening area late this spring. According to a release from the Missouri Parks Department, participation is limited to 350 people for the Katy Trail Ride, a 237-mile trek from St. Charles to Clinton from June 18th through the 22nd. The event has overnight stops scheduled in Boonville and Sedalia. For more information or to register, visit their website or call 1-800-334-6946. KMMO News Time is 5:34.